Welcome to episode 3.
Trent.
Of Slow Jams with Hester.
Joke free. All day he cried.
Milestone.
How's everybody doing out there?
Had a long 2 weeks.
Very long, very long.
I still don't know if I like this every 2 week thing, but we'll
struggling.
Thanks for everybody who tuned in and listened to episode 2. We appreciate it.
We really do.
Big thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Plus, we got some advertising we need to share with everybody out there, too.
So, yeah, so we talked about it on the last episode. If you go to Teespring, teespring.com, and look up Slow Jams with Hester, we got some merch. And
some really nice things going out that you can purchase if you like.
So, we're sitting here, Spangler, Max, Branch.
Yep, what's up?
Hester.
Star of the show.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Nate Hester.
All day he cried.
Who ordered some of his own merchandise.
Budget's tight. The budget is tight.
And yes, I did.
You got that merchandise in it, and how was it?
It's real nice. Very nice.
Yes.
If you feel comfortable, you can go ahead and purchase one or two. You know, I got a t-shirt. I ordered the field jacket. Wasn't the field jacket.
The hoodie.
The hoodies are real nice.
Now, you bought the t-shirt for who?
That's for Rebecca.
Yep, she wear it yet.
She ain't got it on yet, but she gonna get it on.
Right.
Hey, happy delayed birthday too, sweetie.
Hey, happy birthday, Rebecca.
Happy birthday, Rebecca.
Yeah. All day.
Tell me, how'd the rodeo go?
Ooh, let's talk about that. Okay, I arrived, got there on time and everything, but the only thing about it, the guy that picked me up left my luggage.
So you didn't have the assless chaps.
I didn't have my wallet on me. So I tried to make a phone call back here, whatever else. For some reason, I tried to contact Branch first.
Well, I keep telling you, we don't have a phone.
that's the first problem right there. Like I said, tight budget.
But anyway, back to what I was saying. I ended up having to borrow some money from a friend of mine that lived in that part of town that I was staying in.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make a suggestion here in the near future.
So you just happen to know somebody in Mesquite, Texas.
In Mesquite, Texas, yes.
All I want to know is, did you make it 8 seconds?
No, I didn't.
The Great Dane bucked you off.
He bucked me clean off. You know? And then on top of that, I landed in some, what you call, foul, what's the proper word?
Some brown substance.
You know? And trust me, when you get that kind of article on you or that kind of stuff on you, no one wants to hang around with you at all. Because you just that piece of life everybody wants to stay away from.
We're glad you're back.
Yeah, thank you.
We're glad you're
really
back. I got a really good... This is by request, I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, man.
Okay.
This is request now?
By request of where your next public appearance is going to be.
Here we go.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll wait till the end of the show to reveal that. So we're going to take a break. Again, this is we don't know what we're going to talk about. We're going to let the slow jams roll, and it goes where it goes.
Thanks
again for listening. Episode 3. Spread the word, tell your friends, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Slow Jams with Hester.
All day he cried. Hello.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Slow Jams with Hester.
What's going on, everybody? But listen.
What we got going on here?
We got here radio station W1010SJWH. For the slow ones out there, that's Slow Jams with Hester.
In the house.
In the house all day. What I'm talking about here. And I'm saying it loud to you. What you see? Some people. What? To no good. Talk to me now, y'all. I made it. Well, he gonna tell you what?
I'm for real.
I'm for real. As real as who, Spanky? Tell me.
As real as me.
As real as you. As real as Branch.
As real can get.
As real as you can get.
All day. So what?
If what you're looking for.
What are we looking for, y'all?
What's Max looking for?
your hog something to eat sometime.
I'll take a sip.
What you see, Max?
Yeah. It's
what you get.
Right. Did you see those toes on her, man?
Oh, man.
Did you see those toes?
I'm
talking about the back of the heel. And she had on sandals, too, didn't she? Well, you can share with her. Don't be shy, man.
Toenails matching the shoes.
So everybody out there, what you see is what you get. Max is one of those guys that do what? Yeah.
I kind of know what you see, what you get reminds me of.
Tell us, what reminds you of?
Okay, so, Max, if you're driving a car, and you're looking out the windshield, what you see is pretty much what you get.
Typically what you get.
Right, so, when you lived in Indianapolis for 30-some years, 40-some years, right?
Yeah. I've been around.
When you're looking out the windshield and you're driving back to the office for lunch.
Right.
What you're looking at is kind of what you get.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Except for you.
Except for me.
Right. Okay. What happened? We went to lunch at Blueberry Hill.
We sure did.
Right?
Yeah, we did.
Who was driving?
I was.
You were driving.
Yes, I was. Truly.
Now, we're on Washington Street.
All day.
Our office is on 30th Street.
Yes, it is.
It's 30th Street. This is eastbound and down. Eastbound and down.
Yeah, I don't know where I went on that day.
Shift the gear. All 16 of them.
Yeah.
So 30th Street. 30th Street is north of Washington Street.
Yes, it is.
But you decided to take the exit for 465 South.
Right.
And I'm sitting in the front seat. And I just kind of waved my hand in the back, telling the boy, "Hey, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing."
Yeah, you just, was right on that one.
Just let him go.
Hey, I didn't have no choice.
So we get down to about Beach Grove, and on 465, and I said, "Hester, what do you see out the front of your windshield?"
Yep, and I'm sitting there, and I'm just riding, and then all of a sudden it just downed on me. Ooh.
No, it did not.
It just downed on you.
Well, after your instructions.
Nope. It took a little bit of time after that.
However long it took. I was going in the opposite direction of coming back to the office.
Yes.
Okay.
I thought we were going to go all the way around 465.
Yeah. I had to take that ride myself. because
this is very fitting right here.
This song puts me to the test.
Yes.
Okay, because I was east. What is it?
Eastbound.
How far to get there?
Not very far until you went south.
Then, right.
But my question is, Spangler didn't say anything to you. Where was you going to stop at?
Listen, I was going to ride till I seen the exit. That's exactly what was going to happen out of that tip.
We went all the way around 465.
Yeah, we sure would have.
Quarter.
Hey, and listen, anybody would have asked, I would have said, we took the scenic route.
Never failed.
So that's what happens sometimes.
What we going to roll into next?
I think we're going to go ahead and hit that old... that old bishop up here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody out there, listen, are you familiar with that old faithful song, Bishop Bowinkle?
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, he shall be.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, my brother. Yeah.
My name Bishop
Bowinkle. Yeah, but I'm going to tell you, nothing but the truth. Yeah. Yeah, turn everybody loose.
First, I want to thank God for the blood running warm in my veins.
In his veins.
I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I got a sound mind, a lot insane.
There you go, right there. He said,
I ain't going to preach too long.
Not too long.
I ain't going to take the sermon.
Y'all listening to me out there?
My sermon didn't moan in. Hell to the no, no, no.
Hell to the no.
Hell no.
To the no.
To the no, no, no.
Hey, sorry I had to come that way, you know, because some of us got some family members. You got to say what to them?
Sister Dennis at the room, make sure
yeah.
Everybody get a seat.
get a seat. Get over there and sit down. Right. Here we go. But I'm going to tell y'all anything. If y'all do that, I'm going to say this to you. I'm going to say hell no. Sorry about that, y'all.
You know what? You know who says hell to the no? All the time.
Who is it?
Every time we go out and eat lunch.
Hell to the no.
You know who says hell to the no?
Who is it?
Max. Every time they bring him his food. Hell to the no.
Yes. Yeah, let's talk about his big sandwich he got there today.
What happened at Four Seasons?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, did you enjoy your meal at Four Seasons?
I did, yes.
What about you, Ness?
Hey, listen, you know me, I always sit there and watch. And take pictures, drink my little coffee, and get a Sprite. But Max, go on to tell us what happened to you.
I know the market price of bacon.
Yeah.
It is not anywhere close to the amount of bacon that I had on the BLT. I could have had a whole loaf of bread and a whole pound of bacon and walked out spending a lot less money.
So could have.
Yes.
It's every time.
Every single time.
Max spent $12.
Since my wife was listening.
It's a pain. I'm going to say it again. He spent $12.
On two pieces of bacon. We should have went to Man's Grill.
Boy.
Man's Grill gave you 2 pounds of bacon.
Yeah.
And the look on his face.
Oh, man. What was that look on his face?
The expression on his face, it was like somebody just took his lunch money. Took all his lunch money.
You just need to have this song queued up on your phone.
So do,
and
man.
And every time they slapped it, and we knew he was jacked up.
Oh, boy, we
as soon as they sat down, the look on his face, he's just staring at it.
The big bowl of crackers, I should have known. As soon as they brought the big bowl of crackers out.
Oh. The heavy sign.
Yeah.
Man.
Hell no.
To the no, no, no. Say it, man.
He really gets hell no.
To the no.
Everybody else's.
Yes. Everybody say it. Hell no.
Well, continue it on there.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Oh, you missed it up.
All right, what are we going to roll into next?
Yeah, we're going to get her hit that some of that old Heavy D.
Heavy D.
That's another guy out there we have to know.
R.I.P.?
We have to rep it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he sure rest his soul, too. To the no.
Are we going with the subject here of death and dying?
We're going to go with we got our own thing. That's what I'm going to say. Huh? Can y'all hear those lyrics out there? Everybody out there listening to this right now, you got your own thing. How you do it, the way you do it, and how the others do it. You do what? There you go. Three-dimensional. That sandwich that Max had looked three-dimensional.
From the fifth dimension.
Yes, indeed.
I'd like to have a chicken nugget and a
chicken
Big Mac.
Chicken McNugget and a Big Mac is what he said.
I think that's why Heavy D died around 2 minutes.
Yeah. He did eat a lot, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he was called Heavy D.
Heavy.
Poor Heavy D.
Heavy D. He can't even get that out right. Hey, my tongue, I ain't got no tongue twister.
Hey, your teeth almost fell out right there.
Oh, no, man, they brought out, he brought out the falsies.
And his song says, you got your own thing, right?
Yeah.
But you, like, kind of sing your own thing.
I do say my own thing all the time.
We introduced you a while back to a website.
That was a very interesting website that I was introduced to.
What was that website called?
Everybody been on the hog forum, so I'm gonna leave it like this.
What is it?
Yes.
Hester got introduced to Pornhub.
Shout out to Pornhub.
But he called it what? What'd you call it?
Pornhome.
Pornhub.
There we call it. Yeah, listen. You know, I'm trying to clean this up a little bit.
You're deep, brother.
Well, yeah, I'm really deep now. We didn't already fell off into it.
There's no backing out.
I kept it as home. You okay? Everybody wanted to go there.
We'll just leave it as hog.
We're gonna leave it as hog out there for you listeners. Don't feel offended by that, but we all know what is. That's why I said this song, We Got Our Own Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We getting ready to break it down into something else real quick too.
Where are we going?
So what do you think, Frank? I think we need to hit those Smokey Robinson.
Temptations.
Oh, that's right. Let's do the
You can't see, man.
You're next listed. Ooh, is it hot in here? It's just me.
I think it's just you, man.
Oh, are you sure?
That phone hog.
You get talking about the hog.
Listen, man. Somebody need to turn the fan on somewhere.
After the hog is when you text me about dropping the bomb. But you took a personal day yesterday, too, didn't you?
I sure did.
Yeah.
Hiroshima.
Boom.
Is it Hiroshima? Hiroshima, whatever.
Yes. What's she called?
My girl. Yeah. So I'm going to tell you this, I guess. You say, what made me feel yesterday? My girl.
Rebecca made you feel yesterday.
Yes, she did.
Okay.
Talking about my
would
girl.
Would you consider this a happy song?
All day.
All day, every day, right?
All day.
I think I'm pretty happy right now.
Okay, what you happy about?
I'm gonna throw out something. I think we should do something.
Go ahead, Branch.
I think we should have our first on-air passing of the patch.
Passing of the patch.
We can just call it the patch.
Got the patch. Well, yeah. There's gotta be something happening.
Yeah. Something
and then whoever's got the patch has gotta throw it up to the boat.
Man.
So you gotta explain what happened.
Woo!
And then you gotta vote on it.
Yeah.
Alright. Well, I mean I got the patch. For doing things as we all do,
right?
Yeah, doing things.
But it was some events that happened today.
What?
Is it
called doing things or is it called doing dumbass things? So we gonna go with that last thing.
All I know is I watched somebody hit two parked cars.
Oh, wait. And you know, slow jams with Hester always, Frankie, agree with me, it's about driving.
It always comes back to driving, no matter what we do.
Hey, that's not the only thing. How long did it take us to get to 38th Street?
Oh, well, hey, so here we go. We got to do a couple of things right now. His two parked cars, dig.
Okay,
damn. Right. Taking 38th Street, you know the bridge is out. Dig number two.
Whose idea was it to go that direction?
You should have heard Hester too while we were talking.
Yeah.
He was like, man, look at this idiot. He knows the bridge is out.
This idiot? Wow, okay.
What are we doing here?
Okay,
so I'm throwing
something
to the
boat.
Well, hang on, man.
It's gotta be unanimous.
What are we throwing the vote up for?
For Branch to pass on the patch to our dear friend Max Richardson.
Damn!
Whoa! All right, so what's your vote?
My vote is yay.
Max, what's your vote?
It's nay.
Max, we got 1-1.
It's nay.
What's your vote,
man?
My vote. Hang on, you're the star of the show.
Yeah.
So I vote yay.
Okay.
So it's 2-1. So you can either save him or you can give it to him.
I can reach out, man.
You know what? Start some new medication.
Listen, I tell you what, we blend this in with James Brown on This Is a Man's World, and I'll come with my decision.
Oh, okay.
What do you think about that, man?
I'm down.
All day long. And when it comes to you, he's going to say it one time. Say it.
This is a man's world.
You can turn it up a little bit, man. This is a man's world, so that means...
This is a man's world.
It's my decision if you going to drop or not. Lord. But it would be...
It ain't going to be nothing without what?
Nothing.
Yeah. Tell him, Frank.
A woman or a girl.
A woman or a girl. So what's it gonna be, man?
Preferably a woman.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
It's our line of work.
He likes. Here we go.
Man made the car.
And I'm gonna make this decision. Yeah.
Take us over the road.
Right.
I like this decision.
Yeah, I do too. And man, what a man made a train.
Made the train.
And then make the train.
And he's gonna what? He's gonna carry.
To carry the heavy load.
Heavy load.
All day. What's he gonna carry to do there, Branch?
Man made the electrolyte.
To take us where?
To take us out of the dark.
Out of the dark.
Yeah, and he made boat for the water. What?
Man made the boat for the water.
Right, like Noah did what to everybody?
Like Noah made
it's like he made mirrors on cars.
Yeah, he did. Review mirrors.
What did I say? Review mirrors. Driving by brand. I'm feeling everything.
Oh, man.
I see why your dad asked you that all
the
time.
Yes. Driving by Braille, son?
What? Here you go.
Man thinks about a little bit of baby girl.
And a what? And a baby boy.
And a baby boy.
This is the most anticipated boat ever.
That's a good boat, man.
Man, I know. Happy.
I'm trying to cheer him up a little bit because he's getting ready to get slammed. Yeah.
And how the man make everything?
He made everything he can. But you know, man made money. What?
You know, man makes money.
He makes money to buy another man.
To buy from other man.
To buy from another man.
From another man.
You don't want to buy another man.
Hey, man.
Oh, see, you've been looking up the hog too much. You find all kinds of stuff on the hog.
Yes, okay. Yeah, he is. He's lost.
He's lost.
All right, so what's our vote?
My decision.
We're
going to have to pass on that patch, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what's your decision?
My decision is yes.
Woo!
Oh. Oh. 3-1.
3-1.
Officially.
Damn.
Now, I will say this, though. Had our core hope be here.
This is a man's.
Yeah. And actually do slow jams and Hester with us.
Yeah.
I think. I'll let you go ahead and pass on the patch. You can do the duty. But while you're doing that, we're not gonna mention no names, but when you buy a $20,000 trailer and the dealership says, hey, let us put on this package for you.
Let's wire up the
brakes for you. You may want to just go ahead and let it build.
Right.
Instead of saying, nah, I got this.
Right.
Buying the $30 Amazon version of it. Getting literally a mile and a half down the road from the dealership, and all your trailer brakes are locked up and smoking on fire.
And plus you got your mercy brakes on the truck that you pull the trailer with.
And it'll cost you $1,500 on top of the $20,000. So, that was cool. That was our first on-air passage of the Blue Falcon Pass. So,
yeah, we got to commit. Hey, good going on that, though, Branch.
Well, I'm sitting on that.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna take a quick break on Slow Jams with Hester. When we return, we will come back with the second ever episode of Biscuits with Branch.
Oh yeah.
All day he
That's
cried.
A good one.
Here we go.
Slow jams with Hester.
Welcome back to another hilarious segment of what?
Slow jams with Hester.
Slow jams with Hester. What are we gonna do here?
All day today.
What are we gonna do right here?
We're getting ready to turn this over to him. We're gonna have a Biscuits with Brains.
Oh yeah,
Biscuits with Brains.
That's what we're gonna get ready to do here now.
A bean's gonna burn on the
Beans hey, don't burn.
I know that song.
Oh, yeah.
What about this song?
Well, we're about to get into the restaurant we went to last week.
Let's do that.
What restaurant was that? It was the Styrian, right?
Oh, the Styrian.
We passed some good times there. At the
great
Styrian,
times,
right?
Styrian, we had yeah. some real good stuff.
They always treat us nice, and the food is always good.
We always running after us.
It's after. It's after you go to the Styrian, but you gotta watch out.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good. Good restaurant, right?
Yeah, it is.
And they are very friendly to
law enforcement
people in our line of work. So,
yes,
that is. We
Love
are very.
The guys in blue.
We are very much appreciative to the Steer Inn
all day.
So, but what was the last time we went to the Steer Inn?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you. Go ahead.
What did I get?
Let me tell you, Grant. You sit there and you stared at the menu for about, let's see, a good 20 minutes.
I think you recorded us a little bit.
Yeah, I did. You had that good old look on your face like, what am I going to get today? Okay, then you looked over at me and was like, how many pieces of French toast come with this breakfast? So I'm like, well, Branch, you know, I'm not really sure, man. Go and order that, man.
Yeah, I ordered it.
I think you got the skillet. Was it the skillet? Or you got
I didn't get a skillet.
No, you didn't get the skillet this time.
No, I just got like eggs and...
You got the eggs, like some fried potatoes.
Yeah.
You got all that in.
And with the French toast, of course.
Boy, with the French toast.
Which came with either toast or pancakes, something like that.
Right, and then you asked for the French toast, and you asked for the toast.
Right. The sourdough.
But out of the blue, somebody, I read mine, had to blow somebody behind.
Well, we don't jump that far back yet, but I think Spangler had a salad. Chicken salad, am I correct?
I ordered a salad. No,
he didn't have a chicken salad.
It was a chicken salad.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a chicken
salad.
It was
a chicken salad. Was it good?
He got the rabbit.
Delicious. What I'm trying to do
but
is...
But I also ordered a side of toast.
You ordered a side of toast?
I ordered a side of toast.
My food came with toast.
Right.
What did Max order?
Well, I'm doing a new thing now. Since I'm not allowed to order for myself, because I always get it all jacked up, I'm starting to follow the leader, I guess, or having people order for me.
How'd you order?
Well, I... Tried to match yours.
Yeah, well, you
I got
out.
The same freaking thing.
That's right, you did.
All right, you got toast.
I ordered.
You got toast.
I didn't get toast.
And I got crackers.
Yeah.
You really upset about this.
Would I
you,
got crackers.
So we were sitting there eating.
You took your violence out on the crackers.
He slammed them on the table like they was going to hurt.
Max looked at me and said, is this your toast? Or is it my toast?
No, I said, man, Branch, what's yours?
And I said, I ordered toast. I had sourdough. Did you order toast or not? He said, no. It comes with toast.
And why did I think that?
I've never had a salad
ever come with toast.
No.
It comes with dry toast.
It might come with
toast. I'm getting toasted. I'm just going to get white toast.
What's those little crunchy things that you get with a salad?
Croutons.
Yeah, that's what he thought he was getting. Yeah.
Crackers.
Yeah.
He wasn't too happy about the
He
crackers.
Got a big thing to crack.
But you guys engaged in this like 15-minute long debate.
Yeah. Debate. I thought Branch was snaking my toast.
And you thought that even after Branch told you it was his toast.
Exactly.
It continued all that night.
You were staring, eyeball staring.
Eyeball, I was like, what are you doing with my toast?
You was good.
It's never so slowly. To me, it appeared that he reached out when I wasn't looking and dragged that toast back to his one slice of French toast.
Because I see you eyeing it.
Well, yeah, because it was mine.
You're thinking, why does he have toast?
Why does he have toast when he has French toast?
Exactly.
Well, why would you have toast with a salad? Because he got toast with his salad.
Right. He made a mountain out of a molehill. And I had this. I had the
fucking in my mind.
I had to physically ask the waitress, I said, excuse me, ma'am, but this man right here ordered this breakfast food. She says, yes. I said, now, didn't the order of toast come with his order? She said, it sure did. So that ended the whole conversation
but
about
I was, still
you eyeballing this
he
man's
was not
bread.
Happy.
Yeah, he was.
I figured you were all conspiring.
Eyeballing this man's bread.
Toast conspiracy.
He wanted toast.
So Branch, being the nice guy that he is,
he offered
me a piece of toast.
He sure did.
But no jelly.
No jelly.
Hey.
Although there was a box of jelly.
He sure was.
Not paying jelly.
And you took that piece of toast with attitude, too.
I did, didn't
like,
I?
Like, I should have had more than a piece.
I should have.
Yeah, he's going to just give me a small little piece of toast. Now, can I get that? And Brandon didn't even eat the last two pieces.
No, I thought you was going to go saving it for you.
He let it go.
No, he was saving it for you.
I know.
Yeah, but see, I think Branch needed his toast.
Yeah.
Because of your French toast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One slice.
That was kind of disappointing.
One slice of bread.
I recorded you on that, man. I mean, he looked over at me and said,
his toast comes in pairs.
Does it seem as like
this? I mean, you got, so we posted on Twitter, right, or Instagram, our what we would look like as old men pictures, okay. Right?
Yeah, we sure did, right? Man.
Well, we got a lot of people liking those pictures and stuff. So everybody knows what we look like, at least what we look like old.
Yes,
right.
Branch and Max are not small dudes.
No, they're not at all.
So when they start fighting over food, it can get rather interesting.
Very interesting.
So when you order a French toast breakfast and you get one piece of bread,
emotional bread,
you really need the toast.
Yes, that's an emotional thing.
It is an emotional thing.
Right. So, I thought somebody was being robbed because they didn't get the whole loaf of bread to go with their order and everything.
Over tables.
I mean, he looked up at her and was like, is this all I get? I'm like, man, come on, man. He goes, wait, listen, you got a shitload of crackers right there.
Along with
the
crackers.
Yeah.
So we always have a good time there, man. It's delicious food.
Good.
Yeah, if you haven't been there, you should definitely. We are not knocking the Styrian by any means.
You won't be disappointed at all.
Place. No, they feed you.
Yeah,
they feed you well. It's not on their French toast.
Feed you well, right.
But,
it's not a BLT from that unsaid restaurant.
Right.
I think you put them in the same category.
Yes.
That's it, right.
Are we done with.
Yeah, that's
something.
So you got
anything
there for
Branch? Second episode ever, Biscuits with Branch.
Second episode.
Good thing right there, Branch. You bringing it up with us and all.
Branch always has a tendency to take us to places where we have to spend a lot of money.
We sure do, man.
That's not true.
Joella's chicken. I had a $23 bill.
You know, like you said.
By myself.
These guys are big guys, right?
They eat.
They got big wallets.
Big stomachs. About that.
And big mouths.
Coming from
me. Coming from me.
Papa used to tease me about it.
Yeah, we're going to slip off into an old song of mine here.
Roll off into patches.
Old patches. He did what? With a shovel in his hand. He what? Education. Sound like me a little bit.
Lack of.
Education.
What we doing, DJ?
I paid you that deposit. I shouldn't be having no problem. Did you get that check? I checked with my secretary. She told me. See, I don't know if I'm dealing with AT&T, Verizon,
Boost. I'm dealing with patches all right now.
Yeah, it is. Patches.
That was the mixed verse.
2 days later, Papa passed away.
He passed away. Listen to him now.
I became a man that day.
Sure he did.
So I told Mama I was going to quit school.
And dude, she said, Papa's
she said that was Daddy's strongest rules. So every morning before I went to school.
He did what?
I fed the chickens
and the chopwood too. Yeah. Kind of remind you of Bo Winkle, don't it? Huh?
Bishop
Bo Winkle.
But my daddy said,
he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. To pull what? Do my best. And it's up to him to do the rest. All day he cried. Yeah.
So
here we go.
Why did they call him Patches?
Because his clothes was holy. Everything that he wore in school, or when he did go to school, his mother had to sew it all up because that holes in it.
He was a working child, right?
Patches, yeah. So his kids went to him and called him Patches.
Every day I had to work
the fields. The only way we got our meals. And
I was the oldest of the family.
And everybody was depending on me.
I'ma
cry, Lord, please.
Who sings this?
That's Clarence Carter. Yeah, I got carried away.
You got a crush on the phone?
No, I just got carried away, man. Pull the family through. You know, to this day, there's a whole lot of people in this society now that's dealing with that same situation. Because it's a low profile now. Low profile.
What situation is that?
Think about the performance we got. We wouldn't need it if it wasn't performance. You know, we wouldn't have clothes on our backside if it wasn't for a truck ride. Cost too much to fly it. Cost a whole lot more money to pull it.
That brings up an interesting conversation.
Yeah, bring it up. What's that?
In your previous prior employment to what you do now.
Yeah.
You were over the road long haul truck driver.
Tractor trailer driver. Right. That's right. So then I spent some time on the road.
So I think Max asked you this one day. How many blocks did you have to stack up on the pedal? There's no way you're reaching the pedals.
Hey, listen, you know what? Thank God for air ride. Okay?
Air ride.
I had air ride seats. Everything in that truck was air ride.
So if I rolled past your semi, would it look like the semi was just driving itself?
You will see me, but I would have to tilt my head outside. Down that shit. But I'll be in there. That's for sure, man.
Yeah.
So did you have to have scaffolding to get up into the driver's seat?
Well, I did have a stepping ladder.
Stepping ladder.
They call it a catwalk.
Right, I get it.
Because you know you climb up from the gas tank.
Yeah.
On the driver's side, yep. And walk the catwalk to get to the truck to get inside.
Did you have a big cab bed?
I had a big cab. I could do everything in my sleeper except take a shower and use the bathroom.
Now, did you sign many autographs while you were out driving?
Say what now?
Did you sign a lot of autographs?
No, I didn't sign an autograph.
You didn't get your computer with Gary Cole.
I ran into a lot of lizards. He said Gary Cole.
I saw Gary Cole driving a semi truck. He must be really hurting bad.
What you talking about?
Hey, rest his soul too.
Yeah, another one. We're on it today.
You bringing up all the dead bodies, man. I'm just like, hey, rest all of them soul. So we're gonna get ready to blend off in here just some old Sam Cooke. Wait a minute, let me check my schedule. Yeah, this is right. Make sure this is going to be right this time. I don't want my DJ to get messed up. I done paid out all this money. And I know y'all are
dyslexia to kick in.
You just spent some of the check already.
what we listening to here?
Sam Cooke. This is my boy. Listen.
What's the name of the song?
It's called Nothing Can Change. Change. This way I feel about you. Yeah, okay. Yeah. You can add a little value to that.
It's up all
he
the
gonna,
way.
Make me weep. Yes.
And you can make me cry. See me coming.
Listen to these words out there.
And you can pass by.
But there's what? Nothing can change.
What did I say, Branch?
Nothing can change.
This way.
This love I have for you.
That's right. See, he's breaking it down real tough. Now he's gonna tell her the kind of woman she is.
You're the apple of my eye.
She's cherry pie.
You're cherry pie.
She's even cake and ice cream.
You're cake and ice cream.
Yes. The hostess. I always got the apples, right? Yes. Had the cinnamon. I mean, had the icing over them. Yeah. That and a big tall glass of Kool-Aid.
Strawberry on the avenue.
Shit, all he bought on 10th Street. Here we go. Avenue.
I didn't say nothing.
Here we go right here. I say what? Welcome home. But there is nothing.
Nothing can ever change.
This love I got for you. Okay. Well, now this is the lead part right here. But we're going to get ready to blend out of that a little bit. Because that's just breaking it down.
That kind of brings the mood down.
It
don't break it down. It just make you think about the girl that you got. That's all. Yeah. There's nothing can change. Just like Max. He can't change nothing. Bumping cars.
Because it's what?
Just pick on Max.
Because it is, man. Here. okay? What is it? I'm gonna tell you, it's too late to turn back now.
It's way too late to
turn
back.
I'm gonna bring this right in with you, okay? We're gonna talk to my boy about here. And he gonna say, his mama told him something. Listen.
My mama told me.
What'd she tell you, son?
She said, son, beware.
Beware about look. Beware about what, Max?
My driving?
Yeah. Come on. Let's talk about the patch.
She told me she can break your heart.
And she gonna do what to you?
And put you in misery.
And since you met her, man, what?
Since I met this little woman,
it seems
I feel it's happened to me.
So tell the Branch.
To what?
Too late.
Branch, it's always just like the Branch turn back.
Yeah, he
still think about that. He still think about that toast.
Branch living with his mother-in-law now. He can't turn back.
Oh, you know.
Turn back the sheets.
Oh, he can't turn back
the sheets.
He can't walk around naked.
He can't even control his own thermostat.
Hey, listen. We can't do that here. Everybody's up. We can't do that.
You ever say that about Sherelle's in the next room?
Hell no. Listen. We slipped that one in there. Oh, don't matter, right? See, my house, you can hear pin drop.
It's too easy to turn back now.
I believe what? There we go.
It's too late to turn back.
It's too late. Yeah, it is. Who's that? The Cornelius Brothers? Is that what you got over there, Max?
Yeah,
well,
Cornelius Brothers.
We're going to be ready to blend on out of that one.
All right.
I don't know if y'all want to hit another one up or whatever else. I don't know how good you're in the find or something real quick.
On that.
Hey, you got a spinoff on it?
We're
I think we're going to spin off. Yeah, I think we're going to spin off back into some Hill Street.
Okay. That's why I do it, won't it?
Start the beginning of the end.
Wow.
Of,
Man, episode 3.
Episode 3.
That's awesome.
Came to you strong,
Zero
didn't it?
3 was a good one.
Shoot. Slow jams with Hester, Max, Spanky, and Brand.
All day.
All day he cried.
You looked at me and said Max. You looked at Max and said Spanky.
That's okay. That's all right.
Brand. You got Ray Charles right. Don't see too good, do
We got faces for radio.
What he said the last one, I'll be on your chest side.
In your mind, hollering at
you. I'll be in your mind, but my voice will be in your ears. Whatever the hell.
Yeah.
Hey, we just wanna say thanks for listening. Shout out again to the guys that we work with.
Right, they know who they are.
Help us out every day.
I got another shout out too. I got one special friend out there, and that person know who they are. We always used to discuss that old school saying, a jam sandwich is what you call it. Now, jam sandwich is when you take two dry pieces of bread and you jam them together. So with that said, Frank, go ahead.
So,
wait, is bread usually what?
A jam sandwich.
Bread's usually plain, right?
Yeah.
So it's just two pieces of plain bread.
Oh, you said dry.
Jam, right.
So just nothing on it.
Nothing on it. Yeah, that's what they call a jam sandwich.
It's like two pieces of bread you feed the ducks.
Right. Yeah. It's like every one piece of bread that Max wanted to
have. How about just, just give me a piece of bread. I'll take the heel.
Just
give me a piece of toast, man.
You know what's really funny about that?
Just give me the heel.
I hate bread. I'm not a bread kind
of
guy.
No, you don't.
He wanted your bread.
He wanted the jelly too.
Mesquite, Texas.
Oh man. Okay. Mesquite,
Texas, right? So tell us, how was Mesquite? You kind of told us about what happened, but
lost your luggage.
Was it hot down there?
It was very
hot.
In
Texas,
it's
right?
Very hot. Yeah, right. Yes, indeed.
Now we're driving in the car the other day.
Yeah.
And you had a special request. I don't even know if you remember, if you realize that you said this. But you showed me that you wanted Slow Jam and Hester Budget Committee to send you to Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes, oh, I did. I did Memphis.
Yes.
What, Memphis?
Yeah.
Memphis.
So we did some looking, and we did some research.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
We have got you on a flight tonight to Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
All right. You are going to Memphis. To be part of.
All right.
The National Little People's Elvis Impersonation Association of America.
Yes!
That's a real thing.
Oh, man, so listen.
We have, listen. Hey, look, we went to the costume Halloween store.
Yeah.
Kids section got you the full.
Junior section?
No, the kids, the toddler section.
Dang, boy.
And so we're talking 1970s Elvis, or are we talking.
We are talking 1970s.
Ooh, the rhinestone.
White jumpsuit, bell bottom,
bracelet,
cape.
Yes. I can picture it now.
Yes. Ooh. And look, all you got to do is kind of get some soul glow.
Talking about the Jerry Juice.
Reshape the J5. Oh,
man.
And you'll have the Elvis.
I can see it.
And the drips.
Right?
Yeah.
So, talking about the drips.
Part of the program at the Elvis Impersonators Association of America.
Okay.
The Little People's Elvis Impersonators Association of America is you guys are having a fake concert at Graceland.
Okay.
Right? So, right. Do you know any Elvis songs?
I have to figure them out.
Because this is
just go hound dog.
This has turned into a lip sync competition.
Okay.
So we're gonna find out.
See how good I am on the lyrics.
How good you are, right?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if there's very many
brother impersonate
brother.
Yeah, here we go. Get that out there, right? Okay.
Because
that is his hometown.
Right.
Memphis.
And that's where Graceland's at.
Okay, right.
So
right.
That's where we're flying you to.
Okay, then.
So,
well, I look forward to next.
Wow,
our
I think
next,
we're all looking forward to this.
Yeah, all right. Next episode. Now, to let you guys know how this turns out.
Yes. There will be. I've talked to the people down at Graceland. There is a photographer down there.
Okay.
That is going to be sending me back some pictures.
All right.
So we will be sure to get those pictures up on Instagram as soon as we get those back.
Okay, then.
So,
well, that's something for everybody out there to look forward to.
Elvis.
Elvis.
There you go.
Elvis. The brother's version.
Anybody?
Thank you.
Elvis.
Oh, man.
Elvis.
Oh.
Elvins.
Hey.
Anybody got anything else? I'm tapped out.
I'm speechless.
I am tapped out.
I'm shocked.
Well, once again, episode 3, Slow Jams with Hester. Thanks for listening. We will see you in 2 weeks for episode 4. Hit us up on Twitter. It is at Hester Slow. I just laugh every time I say that. At Hester Slow. We're on Instagram, Slow Jams with Hester.
Yeah.
And,
you know, that slow kind of bothers. It's like it's literally slow.
Well, Twitter picked it. I didn't. So keep listening. Keep spreading the word. Tell your friends, everybody out there to listen to Slow Jams. Get on Apple Podcasts and give us a rating. That'd help us out a lot, too. So teespring.com. Get your merchandise.
Yeah.
Other than that,
please pick up one of them shirts. That'd be nice for you, okay?
We're going to roll up on out of here. You've been listening to Slow Jams with Hester.
All day, he cried.
We out.
Peace.